Title: SEC approves updated disclosure requirements. Content: On August 17, 2018, the Securities and Exchange Commission, SEC, approved amendments to certain of its disclosure requirements that have become redundant, duplicative, overlapping, outdated, or superseded. In light of other SEC disclosure requirements, U.S. Generally Accepted Accounting Principles, GAAP, International Financial Reporting Standards, IFRS, or changes in the information environment. These changes include amendments to Regulation SK and Regulation SX, which provide many of the disclosure requirements that apply to annual reports on Form 10-K, quarterly reports on Form 10-Q, proxy statements, registration statements, and other documents filed with the SEC. These amendments become effective 30 days after publication in the Federal Register. What is the purpose of these amendments? The SEC stated that these amendments are intended to facilitate the disclosure of information to investors and simplify compliance without significantly altering the total mix of information provided to investors. These amendments are part of an initiative by the SEC's Division of Corporation Finance to review disclosure requirements applicable to issuers to consider ways to improve the requirements for the benefit of investors and issuers. In addition, these amendments are part of the SEC's efforts to implement Title LXXII, Section 72002(2) of the Fixing America's Surface Transportation, FAST, Act of 2015. Which companies are impacted by these amendments? All companies that are required to file reports with the SEC are impacted by these amendments. These amendments also impact, among others, acquirers for which financial statements are required under Rule 3-05 of Regulation SX, broker-dealers, and investment advisors. What is an example of a redundant or duplicative disclosure requirement? Most of the redundant or duplicative disclosure requirements affected by these amendments are contained in Regulation SX, which mostly relates to requirements for the presentation of financial statements, including footnote disclosure for required financial statements. For example, both Rule 4-08(k)(1) of Regulation SX and ASC 850-10-50-1 under U.S. GAAP requires the identification of related party transactions. These amendments will eliminate this requirement under Regulation SX. What is an example of an overlapping disclosure requirement? The SEC refers to disclosure requirements that are related to, but not the same as, U.S. GAAP, IFRS, or other SEC disclosure requirements as overlapping requirements. The existing disclosure requirements for the ratio of earnings to fixed charges is one example of an overlapping disclosure requirement. Item 503 of Regulation SK requires issuers that register debt securities to disclose the historical and pro forma ratio of earnings to fixed charges. In addition, Item 601(b)(12) of Regulation SK requires the filing of an exhibit setting forth the computation of any ratio of earnings to fixed charges that are included in a report or other document filed with the SEC. On the other hand, U.S. GAAP and IFRS require disclosure of many of the components commonly used in this ratio, e.g., income, interest expense, lease expense, as well as information from which other ratios that convey reasonably similar information about an issuer's ability to meet its financial obligations may be computed. The SEC also noted in its release that a variety of analytical tools are available today to investors that may accomplish a similar objective as the ratio of earnings to fixed charges, and that all information that investors need to calculate any such ratios or other financial metrics is available in the financial statements which must be filed with the SEC in accordance with other disclosure requirements. Finally, the SEC noted that lenders negotiate specific ratios, in the form of financial covenants, in connection with extending credit to companies through credit agreements, indentures, or other agreements governing a company's debt. The full text of such debt agreements generally must be attached as exhibits to documents filed with the SEC. The ratios and financial covenants included in such debt agreements are likely more relevant to investors since those ratios and covenants will be tailored to the specific company, and such ratios and covenants are typically the result of substantial negotiation between the lenders and borrowers. The Regulation SK Disclosure